What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williamson. As always, I'm joined by Shan Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
And LaVon Maynard.
Hey, welcome to the show.
What is going on? So this is our Tuesday episode. So if you have not listened to Monday, please go back where we talk about an article that's going a little bit deeper into hiring people from diverse backgrounds to make a more diverse cybersecurity landscape. And then Wednesday will be our discussion. No Ask Us to Speed this week, but Friday we talk about everything else. So we call it Weekly Rundown, talk about movies, games, books, all that good stuff. But without further ado, I give it to LaVon.
Yes, sir. Today we have an article from Reuters. This one's from Sarah Wu and Eduardo Baptista. And this one's in regards to Nancy Pelosi. So this is from the title of the article is called From 7-Elevens to Train Stations, Cyber Attacks Plague Taiwan Over Pelosi's Visit. And as you may be aware, Nancy Pelosi is the U.S. House of Representatives Speaker. And she made a brief visit to Taiwan, which was a little controversial, mostly because of some of the conflict between Taiwan and China and Beijing, that they obviously don't consider Taiwan its own separate country. So I think for the most part, it's kind of like China's like looking to have Pelosi get approval from them before she can visit Taiwan, and it's up to that effect, that they don't want to have that kind of relationship between the U.S. and Taiwan so close-knit. But it was a little controversial for her to go out there, but as a result, Taiwan reported that, you know, there's been some cybersecurity incidents. In particular, like they mentioned that there's the 7-Eleven convenience stores in Taiwan. They had their TV screens behind the cashier suddenly switched to display the words, "Warmonger Pelosi, get out of Taiwan." And so like this is, obviously concerning for the people in Taiwan. And the article goes on to describe that they, let me find the portion down here that they mention that they believe that the hackers they may not be associated directly with the Chinese government. They're likely launched by Chinese activist hackers rather than the Chinese government. Hacker group APT27, which has been accused by Western authorities of being a Chinese state-sponsored group, claimed responsibility for the cyber attacks on Taiwan on Wednesday, saying on YouTube that they were done to protest how Pelosi had defied China's warnings with her visit. So obviously there's a lot of controversy there, a lot of uptick from these hacker groups targeting Taiwan. I don't want to go on to the background and the history and all this kind of stuff, but it seems like it's been a long thing with Taiwan and China and US as well, with our relationship with them, and trying to maintain their independence from the mainland China. But it's a kind of interesting situation. Like I said before, it's kind of like a controversial visit, to say the least. But it looks like they had some cyber attacks that were as a direct result of her visit. But I guess with that, I'll turn it over to you, Shan, if you had some thoughts about this situation here.
I do, actually. So when I first started reading this, right, I was like, man, if you know you're going to have a representative from the U.S. coming over, like, you figure you tighten up a little bit, right? This is what I thought when I first read it. I looked at the title, I started reading down, I was like, they had to know this was coming. But as you read farther down in the article, they talk about how they did take steps to protect the, I don't want to say the more important things, but they really are the more important things, like infrastructure and like government things, you know what I mean? Like they said, let me see here. Lo Ping Chang, who's the Taiwan cabinet spokesman, said on Wednesday that the government has stepped up security at key infrastructure, including power plants and airports, and increased the cybersecurity alertness level across government offices. So maybe this is one of those things where maybe these actors wanted to do more while Pelosi was there, but they weren't able to, right? Like maybe because they stepped it up, this is what they were kind of backed into, was like, all right, I guess we'll change the monitor at a 7-Eleven, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Something like that, right? Yeah, it's like, we'll do something, right? But it's more theater, than any real threat, right? So But they did have the wherewithal. Again, that's why you don't judge a book by its cover, right? You got to read all the way through and make sure you see it. Don't get preconceived notions like I did when I started reading this thing. But no, they did the right thing. They were like, hey, we took the steps to take care of what we needed to, what we thought was important. And this is just one of those things where like it's in passing, right? Like nobody's really going to, okay, you put some things up on a screen, that's whatever, right? The hope is that they didn't get to anything more serious and it comes out later, right? But that's not always a guarantee, but yeah, it was, I mean, like you said, Levon, I mean, not going into the social part of it or the politics of it. Like this is something that they knew when she was going to make that visit. Like, okay, we got to get it straight. Got to tighten up.
gotta make it work,
you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah. It, I feel the same way. Like this very low hanging fruit, right? Like it's like, but we can't contain the good stuff, so we can, you know, throw up banners and it'd be just like a demonstration, right? Like you come in there and you put stuff on billboards and stuff like that. Like, so it's very, very low threat. And also preparation, right? How far in advance did Taiwan know this was going to happen versus China? So I'm sure they didn't announce it too far out, because I was actually surprised to see on the news when it was going down. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't even know a visit was going to happen. And after I watched the news every day anyway, right? But you think something like this would have been on social media and things of that nature. I would have saw at least on Twitter or something, but it seemed to be pretty close hold until she arrived. So that also didn't give them an advantage to do too much prep beforehand. So all in all, I think it was a good job. And I'm sure they had a CERT team in conjunction with the US helping them out to make sure nothing crazy happened. There's no blackout and they don't disrupt any, you know, media as it's taking place. So, but now, you know, now they're pissed. So I would expect to see the games to ramp up a little bit more. Like there'll probably be some more cyber attacks and things of that nature just in the immediate future. I'm sure they're trying to hit power grids and gas stations and stuff like that, just to show how unhappy they are with the relationship and the campaign that's probably rolling out after it. So. But yeah, I mean, this is the way politics will happen from here on out.
So that, like you mentioned though, that I'm sure it was intentional that they didn't put a notification out there way ahead of time that she was right. Coming, right? So, cause like even like kind of non cybersecurity related, like they even had it to where China kind of flew into their airspace a little bit while she was there too, right? And they had to chase them out. So it was one of those things where just imagine if they had 2 weeks notice, right? They'd be like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna plan to fly in this side and do all this stuff and just
right.
Be more of a distraction. So yeah, man, you got to keep that stuff close hold, man. You can't be having Geraldo out there on TV talking about where she's where she's going to be going and whatnot. That was Geraldo, right? Was that the Gulf War? I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was Geraldo.
Yeah, I think he was a war correspondent.
Yeah. So yeah. It's just like, man, you're giving it all up, man. What you doing? Can't have
that. Right. And I'm sure there was a big, you know, collaboration between us and them to make sure we stopped as much as possible, or at least helped stop as much as possible while that was taking place. So, I mean, again, this is the future of politics. Like, this is going to be a thing from here on out. And that's why you need cybersecurity. You need people on the defense side, because there's a lot of attackers out there, but it's not a lot of defenders. But I think they did a good job, like with just 7-Eleven's getting hit, right? Like no offense to 7-Eleven, but like she wasn't going there to get a Slurpee. So it is what it is. Like that didn't bother her at all. And then the people who are actually patrons of the establishment probably were very happy she was there, right? Because it just shows, it gives credibility to their independence. So, you know, it is what it is. But with that being said, definitely hit up all of our social medias. They all go by our name. So leave us your feedback, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Definitely tune in for tomorrow where we can have our discussion, and then Friday where we talk about everything else. So all the non-cyber related things we did or watched or consumed during the week. And then hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, and Clubhouse. And you, Levon?
Yes, sir. You can hit me up on the Twitters at Levon Maynard.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.
Take care.